This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Incoming U.S. President Joe Biden announced a controversial shift in COVID-19 vaccination strategy on Friday, aiming to release all available doses as soon as possible. Currently, half the doses of the two-shot vaccines are being reserved so that everyone who gets a first shot is guaranteed a second shot in 3 to 4 weeks. Given short supplies, second doses may now be delayed. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said making such changes, quote, may ultimately be counterproductive to public health. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN last week that he also opposes delaying second doses. But the World Health Organization on Friday said it approves of delaying second doses. It calls it a pragmatic approach to maximizing the number of individuals benefiting from a first dose while vaccine supply continues to increase. The WHO said the time between doses may be extended up to 6 weeks. London Mayor Sadiq Khan on Friday declared a major incident in the city due to the rapid spread of COVID-19 there. He said it could overwhelm the National Health Service if the spread remains unchecked. Khan told reporters he has never been more concerned about the pandemic than he is now. He cited an estimate from Britain's Office of National Statistics saying 1 in 30 people in the British capital now has the virus. In some areas, he added, it is closer to 1 in 20. The mayor says he has reached out to Prime Minister Boris Johnson for financial support for Londoners who need to self-isolate and are not able to work. He's urging residents to stay home if possible and wear face masks if they have to go out. This is VOA News. Deutsche Bank AG will pay nearly $126 million to avoid U.S. prosecution on charges it engaged in foreign bribery schemes and manipulated precious metals markets. The latest blow for the bank as it tries to rebound from a series of scandals. Germany's largest lender agreed to the payout as it entered a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement with the United States Department of Justice and a related civil settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Almost all of the payout relates to charges Deutsche Bank violated the Federal Foreign Corrupt Practices Act over its dealings in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, China, and Italy. That's according to court papers. Nearly two-thirds of the payout is a criminal fine. Settlements were made public Friday at a hearing in the federal court in Brooklyn, New York. A bank spokesman said the bank takes responsibility for its past actions. The actions in question occurred between 2008 and 2017. A U.S. judge has blocked the Trump administration's most sweeping set of asylum restrictions less than 2 weeks before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. The rules had been set to take effect on Monday. Friday's ruling has limited immediate impact because the government has largely suspended asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border during the coronavirus pandemic. Still, letting the rules take effect would have been felt by some who can still claim asylum and would make it significantly more difficult for all asylum seekers once pandemic-related measures are lifted. The Trump administration argued the measures were an appropriate response to a system rife with abuse, but the judge says acting Homeland Security Secretary lacks authority to impose the sweeping rules. Sudan took another big step this week toward rejoining the international community and losing its label as a pariah state by officially signing an agreement to normalize relations with Israel. Sudan, which once hosted al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, had already agreed to improve relations with Israel, but it made the deal official on Wednesday when visiting U.S. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin and Sudan's justice minister signed the Abraham Accords in Khartoum. The agreement is aimed at boosting relations between Arab countries and Israel. As part of the deal, the U.S. removed Sudan from its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Mnuchin also signed a pledge to give Sudan a $1 billion bridge loan, which will help Sudan clear its debt with the World Bank and open doors for acquiring direct foreign investment. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.